Exclusive video, pedos out protest held by UK locals after migrant arrested over alleged child rape. By Oliver J.J. Lane on August 9, 2025. Nuneaton, England, police escorted stand-up to racism activists away from a protest against migrant child rape to jeers of pedos out by locals in Warwickshire, England, on Saturday. Up to 1,000 local Nuneaton residents, including many women and young families, gathered outside its historic town hall on Saturday in protest over migrant crime and what is claimed to have been an attempted official cover-up. The Nuneaton says no protest was called after it emerged last week that two Afghan migrant males, at least one of whom reportedly entered the United Kingdom illegally by small boat, had been arrested over the alleged rape of a 12-year-old girl in the town. Gathering walking distance from Cheverel Street, where the child rape is alleged to have taken place last month, speakers addressed the crowd and attendees carried placards bearing messages including "Stand up for women and girls," "What about our girls' human rights to safety," and "Asylum-seeking pedos out." Nuneaton is considered to be a bellwether of British politics, and the way the town votes has generally reflected nationwide swings this century. While the UK had a Tory government, Nuneaton had a Conservative Member of Parliament. Now Labour are in charge, it has a Labour MP. The town's pro-Brexit result early in the night of the 2016 referendum count was seen as the first clear indication Britain had actually voted to leave the European Union. And earlier this year, there was a Reform Party tsunami which saw Farage-backed candidates sweep the Nuneaton local elections. That protests focusing on migrant crime and border control have now reached Nuneaton is an increasingly clear sign of wider feeling in the country at large. The protest was the latest in a now months-long series of demonstrations expressing concern about imported migrant crime being imported into communities through the government block booking hotels for migrant accommodation, or through buying up leases of large numbers of private rented houses. In common with those other protests, the Nuneaton anti-mass migration demonstration also attracted a counter-protest organized by Stand Up to Racism. Yet, the leftist counter-protest opposing the anti-child rape narrative was unusually subdued, with this journalist witnessing downcast expressions and only very limited attempts to get chants going. The counter-demonstration was also short-lived, being escorted away from the area by police to a chorus of jeers by locals. Demonstrators accused the Stand Up to Racism activists in a series of chants of being apologists for child rapists or even being sex abusers themselves. Police kept the Stand Up to Racism group surrounded until they had left the town center area, while they were followed by pedos out chanting locals. One local resident told Breitbart News he had turned out to stand up for the women and children who are being attacked in our country. "I was horrified for the little lady and her family, but you hear it daily with the attacks. People who have come across the channel, being crude. If you want to come here and blend in, do as the English do." He explained, "I'm glad it went peacefully today. That's why I'm here, I've got grandchildren, and it's important for future generations. There was a 12-year-old girl who got attacked, and her life was changed forever, and that has got to stop." Stating the UK was suffering from having a human rights lawyer in charge, the Nuneaton local said the country needed strong leadership. He said, "It's just a shame we haven't got a great man in charge like Mr. Trump. We need Mr. Trump in charge over here, to be honest with you. I'm glad he got in America, because without it, there would be no future." Ultimately, he said, "This country is being torn to pieces, and we're not being listened to." Breitbart News reported at the time the arrests of two migrant males in Nuneaton over the alleged kidnapping, strangulation, and rape of a 12-year-old girl. As stated then, Ahmad Malakal and Mohammed Kabir, both 23 years old and both of Afghan origin, denied the charges when they appeared in court. They are being held in custody pending their next court date. It has been reported that the men lived in homes of multiple occupancy, HMOs, a government-funded dispersal program for migrants, placing them in rented houses in communities rather than hosting large numbers of illegals in block-booked hotels. Nigel Farage's Reform UK, which controls Warwickshire Council, has alleged there was an attempt by Warwickshire police to cover up the origin of the alleged attackers in the case, and they have called for greater transparency in the future. The police force denied a cover-up, but said they had been left unsure how to act and asked the government for new national guidance on cases where it is alleged migrants have committed serious crimes. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.